Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of November 2018, and this is the It is the 906th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's freezing today. I've just walked to the post office to pick up my coats that were being dry cleaned. I wanted them cleaned to go to my European winter. And it's so cold today, an apparent 2.1 at the moment, that I've just unwrapped my coat and put it on. Usually in November we have really much warmer weather than this. It's quite strange. Really almost feels snow on my cheeks. I think we've got snow down to 700 metres today. And a really cold wind. So it's not going to be so hard to pack as it often is when you're packing for the opposite climate. Well, that was hours and hours ago. It is still chilly. I'm wearing a jumper and a shawl over the top, and I'm inside. The painters didn't come today, and I've just noticed how the windows are streaming with grime that must have come off the roof. But I don't think there's going to be any time to do anything much about them. So when I come back, I think I shall have my windows cleaned professionally, which I haven't had done for years, decades probably. So it'll be a lovely thing to do in the spring. The late summer when I come back. And in the autumn, the light comes in aslant, so it's particularly noticeable at that point whether they're clean or dirty. I've again had quite a slow day today. I really think that the last couple of weeks, one more probably since the beginning of the course, I have been I've been working pretty hard, and I'm feeling the after effects. I think adrenaline was getting me through, especially through last week and the week before. And so it's only to be expected that I'm having a gentler week this week. Quite a lot of rests, sleeping, trying to go to bed early, although that's not been quite so successful. Enjoying being here and trying to keep well. I've got a bit of a sore throat today, so I'm just really, really hoping that's not going to turn into anything else. Today I've been spending some more time with my mother's diaries, and it's been quite hard. I found that where I had stopped transcribing was just before her father was killed in a car accident that she witnessed just after my aunt's wedding. And I think I just didn't want to go there, and I do kind of realize why I stopped at that point. And that's one of the reasons I'm going through it today as well as yesterday, is because I want to get beyond that. And I have got immediately beyond it, but I wanted to get really beyond it so that I wasn't leaving it in an odd place. But at some point probably today, I need to skim read to get the places rather than go through transcribing, which is what I'm doing at the moment. It feels as if I feel as if I need to, that skimming is not honoring my mother properly, and transcribing is really feeling that time with her a bit, and also recognizing how extraordinarily hard it was for her to then witness her husband being killed in the same way, and it was almost exactly 50 years later. So a strange sort of collapse of events somehow there. But I'm also glad that I can spend a bit of time with it and let it sink in and then move on. So that's what I've been doing today. I've had the diary and I've got a very ancient map of Germany. I mean, when I say ancient, it's not hugely ancient, but it is from about 1910. So it's pre any of the 20th century wars. So it does sort of have Prussia and places in it like that. But it's beautifully detailed. It's from my old Encyclopaedia Britannica. And I realise that I haven't really got a map of Germany. I've got a map of Europe, but it's just not detailed enough for tracing where they moved between. And that's been good. I've had a magnifying glass over it and really kind of examining these places and wondering how and whether I will move between them. I'm really in two minds about whether I want to retrace some of these steps or whether I need to let it go. And the part of me that wants to retrace them feels that by being there I shall have a stronger visual image of those places. But because it's now, 70 years ago nearly, those places will have changed enormously. So it may not be that helpful. Anyway, we'll see. I still have a bit of time to think about it the next week or so. But there's a big list of other things that really are probably more pressing just now. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever feels most important to you. I hope that you have had time to be out in the world or have the world as in the natural world come into you. It's chilly today, but I kind of quite like the chill, and it was really amazing having a coat just at the right time. And maybe it's warm where you are. Maybe winter's coming. Maybe spring is coming. Maybe summer's coming. But I just hope that you're able to appreciate some aspect of it. What I really like at the moment is looking out of my window and everything having this fresh spring, full leaf spring. So lots and lots of green from my window. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again soon. I do think that my podcasts may become a little bit less regular. I know that I didn't send one on Tuesday or Wednesday this week. I just need to have other priorities at the moment. Anyway, thank you very much again for listening and take care. And yeah, I really look forward to talking to you again soon.